You're listening to the Online News Weather and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.
The Webster Parish Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of Kenesha Danielle Wesley, age 38, of Shreveport, who was booked for home invasion and aggravated assault with a firearm. The arrest was made after deputies responded to a report of a disturbance at a residence on William Brown Road. The Sheriff's Office reports an arrest for battery of a dating partner, one arrest for domestic abuse battery, an arrest reported for simple criminal damage to property, and booked a motorist for DWI, and reported two arrests on outstanding traffic warrants. State police reported three arrests for DWI. The Bossier Parish Sheriff's Office reports a body has been recovered from Ivan Lake in Bossier. The body is that of a male, was recovered overnight, and has been sent to the coroner's office to determine the cause of death. No other information has yet been released. A reminder to motorists, Broadway's outside lane remains closed from around Pine Street to Merle Street while Centerpoint and Etheridge Pipeline crews make necessary gas line repairs. A 40% chance for showers today, high near 87, west wind 5 to 10 miles an hour. 20% chance of showers overnight, low 65, northwest wind 5 to 10 miles an hour. 30% chance for showers Wednesday, high near 81, north wind 5 to 10 miles an hour. Clear Wednesday night, low near 62, north wind 5 miles an hour. Sunny Thursday, high 85, clear Thursday night, low 64, and that's the forecast. In a recent session of District Criminal Court held before Judge Charles Smith, Brian P. Andrus pleaded not guilty to possession Schedule II controlled dangerous substance and will stand trial September 18th. Jacob James Bogan pleaded not guilty to careless operation and will stand trial at a later date. Ryan Boucher was sentenced to 3 years suspended plus 3 years probation and 111 days in jail, with credit for time served, for possession of Schedule II controlled dangerous substance, 2 grams or more, but less than 28 grams. Lacusta Boyette pleaded not guilty to simple assault and will stand trial at a later date. Christopher Milton Carter pleaded not guilty to DWI and resisting by flight and will stand trial at a later date. Glenda Clark was sentenced to 3 years suspended, 3 years probation, and fined $3,000 plus court costs for conspiracy to distribute Schedule I controlled dangerous substance. Dustin James Coker pleaded not guilty to DWI and improper lane use and will stand trial at a later date. The court revoked the probation of Cartonio Combs, who was ordered to serve sentence for illegal use of a weapon and aggravated criminal damage to property, and sentenced to 4 years at hard labor for each count of aggravated criminal damage to property and attempted illegal possession of a weapon with controlled dangerous substance. The sentencing is to run concurrent. Ricky Darden pleaded not guilty to negligent homicide and will stand trial September 18th. Brandon Scott Day was sentenced to 10 years at hard labor, with all but 2 years suspended, plus 3 years of probation for simple burglary. Asidius Harris was sentenced to 1 year at hard labor, with credit for time served, for introducing contraband into a correction facility. Cameron Malone was sentenced to 5 years hard labor, with all but 1 year suspended, for cruelty to a juvenile. Justin Lynn Rowell pleaded not guilty to resisting an officer with force and will stand trial September 18th. Robert Stewart Jr. pleaded not guilty to issuing worthless checks and will stand trial at a later date. Wendell Turner was sentenced to 27 days in jail with credit for time served for false imprisonment. And Nicholas Wright was sentenced to 42 days in jail with credit for time served for simple battery. Hearings were held for defendants for legal representation. Joshua Gass, possession Schedule II controlled dangerous substance, meth, possession of drug paraphernalia, improper equipment. Jason Garrison, aggravated assault, disturbing the peace. Telvin West, possession Schedule 1 controlled dangerous substance, ecstasy, and theft. James Andrews II, domestic abuse battery, possession Schedule 4 controlled dangerous substance, introducing contraband into a correction center. Kimberly Rushing, failure to appear. A meeting of the Building and Maintenance Committee of the Webster Parish School Board is scheduled for Thursday. The meeting is scheduled for 6 o'clock Thursday evening at the school board offices on Shepherd Street. The committee will meet to hear the ELA group, who will address the committee. The meeting is open to the public. And graduations are nearing in the area. Graduation for the 2023 class at Glenbrook High School is scheduled for 7 o'clock Thursday evening at First Baptist Church. Graduation for Lakeside is scheduled for Monday, May 22nd at First Baptist Church at 7 p.m. Doyleen High School graduation is scheduled for 7 o'clock Tuesday evening, May 23rd at First Baptist Church. Graduation for North Webster High School is scheduled for Thursday, May 25th, 7:30 p.m. at Baucom Ferris Stadium. Graduation for Minden High School is scheduled for Friday, May 26th, 7 p.m. in W.W. Williams Stadium. According to reports, a recent finding from an investigation by the State Legislative Auditor's Office has discovered that the mayor of Arcadia and other elected officials improperly received COVID-19 bonus payments in 2021, and the mayor also allegedly approved payment for work that wasn't budgeted, approved payments for some employees who were not due additional money, and failed to produce minutes for work meetings. The summary reports that Milligan disregarded requirements of a local government budget act and the Lauracen Act, signing town checks to pay unbudgeted and unauthorized salary incentives to elected officials and town employees without council-approved budget or an ordinance to increase the pay for the elected officials and town clerk, and could not provide records to demonstrate a properly adopted budget for fiscal years 2021 and 22. The mayor allegedly authorized payments to two vendors from the general fund totaling over $1 million for expenses that were not included in the budget documents provided for tree cutting, debris removal, building maintenance and repairs to town property from January 1, 2021 through June 10th of 2022. And two town employees were paid for leave they did not accrue by June 10th. The mayor has reportedly stated that changes are being made to make sure the town is complying with the law. The Trails and Trellises Garden Tour is scheduled for Saturday from 9 a.m. till 3 p.m. The gardens on the tour this year include the Sarah McDaniel Garden at 411 McDonald, the Mike and Nancy Sanders Garden at 471 Cotton Lane, and the Kelly Warren Garden, 726 Moss Point Road on Lake Bistineau in Heflin. Tickets are on sale in advance for $10 each. From any master gardener, contact the Webster Extension Office at 371-1371 or the Claiborne Parish Extension Office, 927-3110. Tickets will be sold the day of the tour for $12 per person and can be purchased the day of the tour at any garden on the tour. Graveside services for Debbie Johnson Sistrunk are scheduled for 11 o'clock Wednesday in the Minden Cemetery, with Scott O'Rear officiating. A visitation is scheduled for today from 4 till 7 p.m. in the Roseneath Funeral Home. Survivors include her husband Thomas G. Sistrunk, two sons, including Brandon Sistrunk of Houghton, three grandchildren also survive.
Wimberly Agency is a multiple-line independent insurance agency that has served our area for nearly 60 years. From a personal auto policy with one vehicle to a growing business with a large fleet of vehicles, pollution exposure, and large bond demands, Wimberly Agency has the company and personnel to provide excellent insurance solutions. With convenient locations in Minden, Ringgold, Homer, and Hainesville, call 377-3611 or visit WimberlyAgency.com. Good afternoon. It's time for the Trading Post on Kansas Radio, the program to buy, sell, trade, give away, lost and found. So get your pencil and paper ready. It's time for the Trading Post on AM 1240 KASO. On the Trading Post, all telephone numbers will begin with a prefix of 377 unless otherwise stated. And all the cell phone numbers on the Trading Post will have the area code 318. Unless otherwise mentioned. For sale, two iron trellises at 617-2891. They have two iron trellises for sale. Call 617-2891. A washer for sale for $125. Call 205-8120. For sale, a washing machine, $125, 205-8120. For sale, four chrome rims and tires. I believe they're 14-inch, by the way, for a Dodge or a Chrysler for $100. They're at 265-2081. If no answer, leave message. Four, size 14, chrome rims and tires for a Dodge or a Chrysler for sale for $100, 265-2081. If no answer, please leave a message. For sale, a parrot, cage and food included. For information, call 390-2167. That's a parrot for sale with the cage and food, all at 390-2167. For sale, a TV stand for a 40 or 50 inch TV at 205-6890. That's for sale, a TV stand for a 40 or a 50-inch TV, 205-6890. Wanted a full-size or larger bed and box spring at 517-4077. Wanted a full-size or larger bed and box spring. They're at 517-4077. 4077. Lost a female cat somewhere around the Landfill Road area. 763-5313. They've lost a Siamese cat in the vicinity of Landfill Road. If seen or found, please call 763-5313. Wheelchair for sale at 517-9846. A wheelchair for sale at 517-9846. For sale, two leaf blowers, a riding mower, a wire welding machine, and two outdoor heaters. Call 753-0724. They have two leaf blowers for sale, a riding mower for sale, plus a wire welding machine and two outdoor heaters at 753-0724. For sale, a queen-size bed, also dresser and mirror, all at 553-0686. That's queen-size bed plus a dresser with mirror, 553-0686. For sale, a three-point hitch dirt scoop, 268-9828. They have a three-point hitch
dirt scoop for sale, 268-9828. Wanted a box-style TV, 371-1838. Wanted a box-type TV at 371-1838. Wants to rent a one- or two-bedroom house in the Minden area, 464-0655. Wants to rent a one- or two-bedroom house in the Minden area, 464-0655.
That was today's online news, weather, and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.